This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. We got a lot of news, so we got to go. Because within this episode, brought to you by Audible, and by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org, we have a Resident Evil 4 anime, Marvel's Midnight Suns brings Morbius in, and Twitch does lay off a few employees, or more than that. But as what we talked about yesterday with me and Jen, Diablo 4 beta does have some news coming from this past weekend. And we're going to start with GameSpot.com because they're saying that the barbarians will get some early game buffs due to the feedback. And essentially, well, this is what Joe Shelley did say. Quote, "We don't want a player who creates a barbarian to feel weak at low levels. So we need to balance the class that their strength at the end game is realized in that they are powerful, but without making the game unfair at low levels." Basically, that was you weren't able to equip that many weapons or that much gear in the early levels. So now you will be able to equip those weapons at a higher, or more weapons and more gear at the higher levels. But within that beta too, Eurogamer did have an interview with some of the developers. And in some of this discussion, they did ask about, was there a metric success for the weekend? But they did get into, was this beta also promoting as part of a demo? And they did ask how many people were playing, but they didn't have the final number, but over 1 million people were playing this weekend. And will there be any restrictions on the number of players next weekend? Short answer, no. And they did go over the Friday problems, and they did discuss that as well. And co-op was not in the same screen. And both of them basically did say that that might be coming. And they had some other discussions in there as well. So some of the big stuff we did go over. Now we go to IGN, and they said that the launch for this weekend won't be as plagued as what Friday was. So what Rod Ferguson said in an interview with NME said, quote, "Sometimes as a player it can be a little frustrating, but they have to recognize that they're helping us make an actual launch of the game that much better." And a further quote, he said that they have, quote, "solved dozens of issues over the course of the weekend. Those fixes will hopefully smooth the way for the second open beta taking place this coming weekend and ultimately pave the way for Diablo 4 launch on June 6th. Now we get to some other news, and the one that is trying to buy Activision Blizzard, well, according to Eurogamer, is that Microsoft is going to release some more Game Pass titles this March. And those titles are A Memoir of Blue, Chinatown Detective Agency, Cluster Truck, Double Dragon Neon, Kraken Academy, MLB The Show 22, and Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. So that is all very interesting. But in accordance with this potential merger, Phil Spencer was talking, and Destructoid did pick it up, and he did say that, quote, "We want to be in a position to offer Xbox and content from both us and our third-party partners across any screen where somebody will want to play. Today, we can't do that on mobile devices, but we want to build towards a world that we think will be coming where those devices are opened up." Note this, PlayStation already has a Play app, and this is what Xbox wants to do. I know this because I already have the PlayStation app. Just saying. I'm a PlayStation player, come on. But getting back to Xbox and PlayStation, IGN did say that, well, Microsoft said that they won't be able to sabotage Call of Duty at all. So what Microsoft did say is, quote, "As Microsoft will be shipping COD on PlayStation, in compliance with its remedy commitments, Microsoft will have every incentive to develop games with optimized support for PlayStation 5 features such as haptics and future consoles in order to maximize sales on the platform." For the quote, Microsoft considers that a period of 10 years is sufficient for Sony as a leading publisher and console platform to develop alternative to Call of Duty. Now we get to some other news and some more bad news from Amazon, because with the Amazon layoffs, Twitch was forced to lay off 400 people. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And Amazon did announce that another 9,000 jobs would be cut, in addition to the 18,000 layoffs made in January. That was done earlier today. So 400 of those come from Twitch. So when the major company does lay off companies within, we'll see those effects. Now we go back to Destructoid, and they're saying that the Crash Team Rumble launches in June, but it has an April beta. So within the beta, you'll be able to control Coco, Crash, Dingoddle, Neocortex, or Tuana across three different maps in a 4v4 team-based battle. So the rules will not be set as of yet, but it is a standard versus type of game. Now we switch over to, Midnight Suns again, and the DLC is still going because Morbius has been added to the DLC, and that starts today. So he does have 11 unique hero abilities. Oh, by the way, if I didn't say that was part of Eurogamer.net, then now you know. And he also has a laboratory Abbey upgrade for him as well. So I bet there's going to be some discussion about him and that stuff, like, the DLC. Why did it have to be a DLC? But, you know, that does happen. But I have it. And we shall see what happens here with what's left of going on with the DLC. I bet there's going to be more stuff. Feels like there's going to be more vampires. But on a lighter note, maybe not a lighter note, Eurogamer did say that the XCOM designer, Jake Solomon, is now looking to find a new studio, basically moving away from turn-based strategy games. So when he left, he said that he was, quote, on fire with a new dream, and basically, quote, it was time to go chase it. He also said, quote, so I started thinking, what would I do if I wasn't making this? If I wasn't making another turn-based game, a turn-based strategy game, Abraxas? And I started to get excited about it. Well, there are other things that excite me as a designer, and the idea of making something new was really exciting to me. So we shall see what does happen with him. We'll keep our eyes on it. And speaking of DLCs, Sonic's Frontier DLC might have some different modes to it, including sights, which could be an all-new photo mode. This comes to us from Destructoid.com. And sounds could be your favorite Sonic songs. But speed could be referring to two brands of challenge modes. So we'll see what happens to that. Last but not least, there was an anime brought to us by DualShockers.com, and within that anime, I did see it. It's a little boy, done in Japanese, I believe, and he was looking for someone, and, it's Resident Evil 4, so you can guess what happened to the little boy. Oh boy, anime these days. And you know who we are these days. We are indeed Group Quest, and we are indeed playing Diablo again next weekend, because that's what we do. Beta is next weekend, and it is open for everybody. You can find us all on Twitter at GroupQuest. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. And we'll see you again tomorrow for more, maybe some Diablo news or other gaming news as well. It's a very packed show. But this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Till then, go play some games, people.